All this week, Morning Edition is airing college admission essays by high school seniors from around the country. Today, Clayton Kennedy, who lives in a small town in Missouri, describes his successful battle against anorexia.
The downward spiral was fast and fierce. It was the spring of my eighth grade year, and with each passing day, I drew increasingly within. My intrinsic subconscious need to fit in actively conflicted with my disgust of the ideal person I seemingly had to become to do that. My world felt out of control, and I groped for something that was not. Jarring months passed, my parents dragged me to the doctor, and the words were finally spoken aloud. Anorexia nervosa. In the midst of one of the most rapid growth periods of my life, I was shutting my body down. My flesh had surrendered a third of its original and never excessive weight, and my psyche had relinquished even more. Without fear of over-exaggeration, my state was horrific. Doctors insisted I be hospitalized or else he might not wake up one morning, and there I stayed for over a month. The hospital gave me a calm reflection period, and in time, rational thought became less fleeting. Upon my release, I returned to my freshman year of high school, just over 4 months tardy. To say that the following period was plagued with failures is an understatement. I do not know if I will ever engage in a more difficult or perverted battle in my life. To actively fight oneself is insidious business. At all times, I betrayed part of myself, causing emotional endurance to be nearly impossible to regain. I had to quadruple any willpower I had used in starving myself to now replenish my masterpiece. From where did this willpower come? Having seen the grueling depths, the splendor of the crisp air above began to sink in. This world is full of harmony, and I realized I could be a player of it. I began to develop my worldly aesthetic values. I found peace in everything from the sparkle of one's eye to the hue in a stretching sunset to the innocence in a kitten's face. I now live for that beauty. I strive to create that beauty. I am that beauty. This world is far too euphonic for me to experience anything less than adulation and a fierce desire to explore and help better it. Yes, I will be shot down, time and time again, but wounds heal stronger than before. Darkness is an essential step in true enlightenment. From the grotesque depths of helplessness, I have soared to individually unprecedented heights. I have opened myself up and found that I have the ability to be the very person I dream of being. More than any other achievement in my life, I am proud of this one. The chemical deficiency that led to this devastating psychological disease was absolutely out of my control. The warm power that was used to beat it was not.
The college essay of Clayton Kennedy, who attends Warrensburg High School in Warrensburg, Missouri.